In this episode, you're going to find out how something as simple as a checklist may be the key to growing your business. Welcome to Her Balanced Hustle, a show helping ambitious female entrepreneurs build the systems needed to scale their business past six figures while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. These conversations will unveil topics you may have struggled with, like best hiring practices, action items you need to take to elevate your business to the next level, how to handle your business finances, but most of all, creating a business that doesn't sacrifice your life. I'm your host, Kiri. Join me each week to learn how to scale your own business. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about two ultimate growth hacking strategies for small business owners. A lot of this comes off of the conversation I had with Lindsay Cher Burgess, which just aired. Now, as a reminder, you can find more about me, the host, Kiri Mohan, at corporate2contract.com. That is the number two, where I help freelancers go from a surviving freelance business to a thriving freelance business with my course, Corporate to Contract Core, and my group coaching, Corporate to Contract Collective. And as a reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, you get $100 off the course if you go and type in podcast when you purchase it. Let's get back to those two ultimate growth hacking strategies. Lindsay went into a lot of depth on how you can scale your business rapidly and two essential hacks that you need. Now, what she went into was documenting and streamlining. Documenting was huge for her. When she documented her business and every single step, it became a plug and play system for her, which streamlined everything. Now, documenting processes is basically how do you create a checklist of the typical cadence of what needs to happen. She was a product-based business, or is a product-based business, and she installed Moss art onto people's walls. It's very interesting. But because of that, there's a lot of room for error if someone doesn't know what they're doing. And if you're just passing this information through word of mouth, it can get really, really confusing at times, or people can mess up or miss a step. So she found out the best way to do this was to document everything. She recommended finding a project management tool that you use. She used Trello. And in that, creating the checklists that are needed. If this happens and this happens and then this happens and then this happens. Now, as a small business, we all can do this. When I started my podcast, I had a podcast manager who was absolutely amazing at SOPs and documenting. And what a difference it made in my business, right? She was able to say, this is what the podcast needs in order to function. And every single person who has come on after that was able to look at this document and completely copy it, right? Now, this is something I try to make sure all the subcontractors who work with me have. It needs to be a manual. It needs to be an SOP, a document, something that says, here is what happens monthly. Here is what happens weekly. Here is what happens daily sometimes. Because then I know when I hire someone new, for whatever reason, I can plug and play them into that system. And then they will be better set up for success. And if things change and they go back and they continue to change it, right? Now, the systems of how projects are put in are part of the documentation, right? She used Trello. I really love Asana. I can never pronounce it right. Don't make fun of me. So I do yoga. And so I always call it Asana, but then someone told me it's Asana. And now I feel so like not confident. And I know this has come up on podcasts before. But anyway, Asana. See, I can never do it. Asana is one of my favorites, right? It's very checklist oriented. Trello is very much for visual people. It's got the boards there and what you need to use. There's monday.com, any kind of project management system where leadership can kind of look at it and say, this is what needs to be done, A, B, C, D. It needs to look cohesive and you need to understand what that typical cadence is. However, as a small business, as you grow, you need to say, okay, here's the typical cadence, but what happens when there's a variation? What are you going to do? And that variation is how you need to think of, okay, now we have a checklist for this, but if A happens, if B happens, if C happens, what is that checklist going to look like, right? And all that documentation allows you to grow your business and scale your business because you never have to really worry about, oh, a new person is coming on board or they've changed something in the way that these products were made or the way that this algorithm changed or whatever. You can then plug that all back in and you have a foundation to start with. Secondly, she talked about streamlining, and this is so important. It's a part of documentation, or maybe you can say documentation goes under streamlining, but there's a few different ways that you can streamline your business, right? And one of the things I wanted to talk about was that very important word she said in the beginning of her podcast interview with me. She said, Kaizen, which is Japanese, and it means continuous improvement, all right? So every single time she has her team meeting on a Monday, she says, did we come up with a new, faster, or better way of doing something, right? It's not necessary, but she wants her team to always be thinking about the Kaizen. Did you achieve a Kaizen last week? How did it happen, right? And then I guess her team excited when they do actually have a Kaizen. But that is part of streamlining, right? What is a new, faster, and better way of doing something in your business? Because that's going to streamline it. It's going to cut off time, and it's going to scale your business. The last thing you want to be doing is spending all this time on admin work and things that are piling up, right? How do you streamline it? And then how do you document it? How do you make a checklist out of it? How do you edit that checklist if you found a better and faster way to do it, right? Sometimes you need to experiment with different systems in order to streamline things. And maybe you need to think about the ways that different people work. And this is something she talked about a lot. You know, there's different generations that work with her. How do they learn? And how do they assimilate information? And how do they approach conflict? And that's also, believe it or not, part of streamlining the processes. Because once you understand your employees or your subcontractors and how they work, then you can create these documentations that work overall for everyone. And she even said she had a story about how printing one of the checklists out was the best thing she did. So people weren't on the phone all the time on the Trello board trying to figure out, you know, what's next in the checklist, what's next in the checklist. Now, this Kaizen, obviously, this continuous improvement helps you always think about, okay, let's look at the documentation we have. Let's look at the streamlining we have. And how do you fix it, right? If something has changed or the process is different, how do you fix it? And how does that streamline it? And how does that help with the documentation, right? I really think she even mentioned the biggest factor of her growth was checklists. It's as simple as that. Once you have that checklist and you know exactly what you have to do, that's going to streamline your operations. So I hope these growth hacking strategies have helped you. There's just two of them, but they're so important. And I've heard so many of my podcast guests say this. They all say some form of automation, systemizing, documenting, streamlining, whatever it is. In order to grow, you can't be held back by not having these systems in place. Because once a system's in place, you can free your time. And keep in mind, Lindsay mentioned, this is not something that always happens overnight. It took for documenting her processes, which again, it's a product-based company that's very niche. So for her, it took 6 months to a year to get all those documentation and processes into place. So I don't think this is going to happen overnight, but think of it as something that's essential for your business if you want to grow. And I found that with my business too. The more organized I get, the more systemized I get, the more I'm documenting things and creating SOPs, the more of a relief it feels like within me, and the better my business is able to take the next jump. Until next time, you can find me at corporate2contract.com. I'm so happy you're listening to Her Balanced Hustle. And if you have any questions at all, you can find me on Instagram at the Kiri Mohan, or even LinkedIn, Kiri Mohan. I'm one of the few there. Really happy that all of you are listening. So please continue to listen, give me feedback, and hope that you're growing your business, ditching corporate, and going freelance.